This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
Okay, let's do it. Another episode of the Breakfast Buffet podcast about to burst into your eardrums. What's happening?
It was full of drama because we both realised we were betrayed by the Tooth Fairy.
We were let down.
And everyone is wondering if Beyoncé has ever eaten a jacket potato.
This is such a good thing to wonder. Sometimes you look at the internet and you think, oh, this is the end of humanity. Sometimes hope is alive when you read things like, I wonder if Beyoncé has ever had a baked potato. We discuss at length and include other celebrities.
Paddock Wood was taken over by toads.
Yeah, and you can get involved and it might help your love life. Sounds unlikely, but we think it's possible.
And I had a genius diet hack for chip lovers.
Too good to be true? Not on this podcast, my friends. It is episode 65 and it's called
Bonkers Wonka, Miley's Pegs and Secret Sausage Verses.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
The thing with reality shows now, you're not quite sure whether you dreamt them, whether someone's pulling your leg, if it's April the 1st, if it's real, you just don't know.
Some of them do sound like something people have come up with drunk in a pub.
Well, okay, right, put that in this category. Yeah. Shark, celebrity infested waters. Coming your way soon.
No.
Yes, they're dropping celebrities into the sea with sharks.
Oh, gosh.
Starting out with some small ones, yeah. And then gradually the
getting
sharks
bigger.
Get bigger. We're down to our last celebrity. You might remember, Sunita got eaten last week. Who's going to be...
What do they think's going to be achieved by this? Will they be eaten? Will they not?
Yeah, even the celebrities I don't like that I'm not going to mention here, I don't want to see them eaten by a shark.
Aim of the game, come back with all your limbs.
No, I don't think that's... So in which case, they're not going to be eaten by sharks, obviously. In which case, where's the fun?
They're just paddling.
It's just people in...
Where's the fun?
Seriously, if you're not going to get eaten by the shark, where's the fun in it? Do you know what I mean? So we're not going to think they're going to get eaten.
No.
So what are we going to think? That they're going to be close to a shark? They're going to see a shark? They're going to be able to smell a shark? Anyway, it's happening. And, you know, if I was... uncouth, I would now ask you to text me on 60099, starting your text with KMFM, and tell me which celebrity you would like first thrown in with the sharks.
But you wouldn't do that, that's not something you would ever do, it's not my style.
You're right, Chels.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Beyonce is the name on everyone's lips at the moment because of that absolute banger of a track, but also there's been this thing trending on Twitter that I absolutely love, which is, has Beyonce ever eaten a jacket potato?
Oh!
And my initial reaction was to go, absolutely not.
No, I don't think so. Yeah.
But if she can produce a country album out of nowhere...
You say that's just another surprise that Beyonce's got,
that she's had
a jacket potato.
It's her two truths and a lie. You know when you go to a party and you're like, guess which one?
Yeah.
And everyone would be like, there's no way.
No. I think she's probably had potato skins, right? And if someone gave her a baked potato, she'd be like, why aren't my potato skins cut up? What's all this fluff in the middle of my potato skins,
Get
guys?
Get rid of the fluff.
They call it potato. No. She wouldn't have
none
it.
None of that.
She wouldn't have it. If it was, like, really buried under a lot of toppings.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, coleslaw and cheese.
Yeah.
And that kind of stuff. Just
a
grated.
Side salad.
Yeah. I think maybe she might eat it unknowingly.
But so she's been tricked into eating a jacket potato.
Yeah, she'd be like, this is delicious. What?
No!
What was this? They call it a jacket potato. Do they even have jacket potatoes or baked potatoes in America? Stupid question, but do they even eat them that way?
I feel like it's just fries, isn't it, over there?
Yeah, I guess so. Anyway, I wonder if she's... I'm saying no.
I'm
saying not knowingly.
Not knowingly. I like that theory. But it got me thinking, what other everyday things have celebrities not done?
Ooh.
Like experience a jacket potato or beans on toast.
Yeah.
Or have they ever, you know, had to do their own washing? Some people are born celebs.
Yeah, that's
true. Might have
true.
Never done their own washing.
Yeah, I can't imagine Lady Gaga putting stuff on the line.
No, she just go out and buy new.
Well, yeah. And you can't... Plus, if you hang a meat dress out, the birds are going to be down on that in no time.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
It's Tooth Fairy Day today.
Aww.
Tooth Fairy Day. So big up I think there are more than one tooth fairy. I think I'm right in saying. I don't think there's just. I mean, there's probably like a main tooth fairy.
The big boss tooth fairy. Yeah. And then they train the other fairies.
The other fairies going around.
And then they make it as a tooth fairy.
Are they like a regional team? Are they national? You know, is there like a English? Or is it like a Kentish tooth fairy?
Kentish. Yeah.
Covers the whole of the county.
I think so. You've got to have them in charge of each region.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's a bit overwhelming. You can't prioritise the teeth.
Well, anyway, it's Tooth Fairy Day today. Tooth Fairy, what did yours used to do when she came and left? Did she leave money for you?
Yeah, she used to leave a pound coin under the pillow.
That's very, very nice.
She's very discreet because I'm quite a light sleeper.
Notes or anything like that did they ever leave? Because our tooth fairy used to leave notes.
Yours used to leave notes?
For our kids. They're very, very nice. Yeah.
I think mine was on a budget. It was literally trade the tooth for the quiz. Off you go. I've got time, babe.
Maybe up north she's got more. She's got a bigger region to cover. Maybe that's what it was.
But I did lose my tooth down a sink the once because I was playing with the baby tooth. It fell down the sink.
Yeah.
And the tooth fairy knew and left the pound by the tap.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Tracy in Brompton got in touch to brag about her tooth fairy.
Oh, yeah, what's she up to?
Because her tooth fairy used to leave a treasure hunt with up to 5 clues and a prize at the end.
Tracy, your tooth fairy is making other tooth fairies feel inadequate. I just want to put that out there.
That's not even just an overachiever. That's someone's looking for a promotion there.
That is, yeah. They want to be chief tooth fairy of the whole world.
Trying to derail the current chief.
Nice one, Tracy. Thanks very much for showing the other tooth fairies up so much this morning. Can I just say, I've noticed a correlation as well between tooth fairy inactivity. Like, in our house, tooth fairies don't really get up to much. I've got to be honest. Yeah, they're not great.
And my tooth fairy didn't get up to much either.
Right. And then, also, this is the weird coincidence, our elf on the shelves aren't very creative at Christmas either. Well, I mean, what bad luck.
What have we done to deserve this?
Lazy tooth fairies and useless elves on the shelf. I mean, really, it's just not fair.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
This is a way to spend your Friday nights if you are looking to meet a Prince Charming. You know what they say, you have to kiss a few frogs. And I've found a place where you can find a few frogs. Yes, Paddock Wood, Ashcroft Road, Kiln Way, Chaffinch Way, and the Bynes area, to be very precise about it. That's because there's lots of frogs and especially toads there. And in fact, you might want to spend your Friday night out on the pool. Pulling frogs and toads to safety.
Frogs and toads.
Like, literally. So Toad Watch is a thing in Paddock Wood. You can go down and help the volunteers and help the frogs and toads get across the road because they're trying to get to Putland's Pond where the music says it all.
That's where
the love is going to be happening. Okay? Now, here's other things to bear in mind. Males outnumber females 9-1.
That is overwhelming as a woman.
Right. Okay. But here's also the other thing, and this is just typical. If you're going like to help them out and get them up and down the curbs, out the drains, across the road safely, if you're going to go and help, you might see that already a female toad is already being super helpful because if a male manages to jump on her back before they get to the pond, she has to carry him all the way. She has to give him a piggy, froggy, toady back.
A toady back
all the way to a pond. Here's the next thing. If another male joins the party, he can hop on too, and she's got to take two of them.
What?
She's like Uber.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. So, Chelsea, what's happening? Round yours then.
Selling Sandra is back.
Oh, Selling Sandra.
She took a sabbatical. She hasn't sold anything
in
a while.
Sabbatical Sandra.
But she's back.
Okay.
And with a bang because she has got...
Is she the one that had the drawers for ages?
Yeah, she did have the drawers. Yeah. She had to give them away in the end.
Oh, yeah, she couldn't get any money for them. I didn't think she would.
Well, this time she's got 2 bookshelves.
Oh.
And a waste paper basket up for grabs. What would you take out of the 3?
It depends. 2 shelves.
2 bookshelves.
Well, I don't know what's the difference between the bookshelves. Out of the 3, it's 2 things essentially, isn't it? It's the bookshelves and Can I just pass on all of them?
You can pass. You can all pass. Right, you don't have to take it up.
No.
Also, we've had an issue with the C on the code thing for the post room. There's like a code where you push the letters in.
Oh, when you say we've had an issue with the C, I was thinking, how is the C getting to you up there on the hill? Not the watery C, the letter C.
No, the letter C on the code box for the post room.
Yeah, you can get in there.
You've been having a faff with it. It just won't pop in properly. And now we've got an issue with the X, the 1 and the 4, so no one can get into the post room.
Well, the trouble is you've now given away that the X, 1 and 4 are all necessary button presses to get into your post room. You've made it a lot easier for cat burglars. I hope you realise that. You've made it very easy. Right, it's just the 2, 3, 5, 6, anyway.
And the highlight of the WhatsApp group chat was that someone messaged and said, I saw a girl sat on the floor with a pizza on level 1. Is she okay? It was me. I was the girl.
We were all ahead of you there, Chelsea. I've got to be honest with you. There was about a split second where we all just went, yes, Chelsea, what were you doing there? What were you doing there?
I ran out to go and get the pizza and forgot to take my keys with me. So then when I came back, I couldn't get back in. To get in the house, I just had to sit on the floor with the pizza until the boyfriend came home.
How did you leave any pizza for him? That's what I want to know.
Look, I left him 2 slices and one of them had a bit of sweet corn on it.
Which wasn't there when we started. That was the problem. Anyway, there she is, lonely girl on the doorstep with some pizza. She is Chelsea. That was this week's incredible WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Gary and Chelsea, KM FM Breakfast Buffet.
Miley Cyrus.
Apparently, if you copy her big sort of 80s country style, heavily hair blown and lacquered hair like she had at the awards, that's just like straight out
from
her head.
It's giving Dolly Parton and I love it.
If you do that, apparently it acts as kind of like a free facelift as well, because using that lacquer just pulls your face
just
out
holding
as well.
It all back.
Just stretch you back.
Just like pop a little peg at the back. <That's> hold like, it all together.
Like the newsreader on The Simpsons, Kent Brockman, one time he unclips at the back. Have you seen that one?
Yeah.
And all his skin wrinkles forward like one of those dogs. Oh, it's the secret. So maybe we'd have to check. Has anyone checked the back of Miley's head for
people
pegs?
People need to start looking for pegs. I bet you there's one from the washing line that's gone missing.
Miley's mum trying to hang out her drawers. Where have all the pegs gone?
KM FM Breakfast. Cracker snack.
Cracker snack! Yes, it's time for Chelsea to eat something, and you've got to guess what it is just from the sound, okay? Now, we've had lots and lots of wrong guesses, including
breadstick, pistachio, hummus chips, Kit Kat, wheat crunchies, knickknacks, fortune cookie, quavers, frazzles, cheesy what's-its, hula hoop puff crisps, squares, Ritz cracker apple slices, and pork scratchings.
Which was also Chelsea's lunch yesterday. nearly true, ladies and gentlemen. But, Chelsea, sorry, over to you.
Here's the crack. And here is the snack.
That was wonderful. What do you think, everyone?
Hi.
Hello, Lily. You could really put a lot of people out of their misery here playing our game Cracker Snack by identifying what the snack is. Because it's been going on too long, Lily. Is it annoying you, this game, Lily, or do you still enjoy it?
I do enjoy it.
Yeah, okay.
Lily's been thinking about this for a while, I think.
Whereabouts are you, Lily, in Kent?
I'm in Oxford.
What do you think the snack is?
I think it would be dry cereal, because I've heard my sister eat a lot of dry cereal.
Oh, no. Who's your munching, crunching sister?
She's Emily.
Is it quite annoying when she crunches and munches?
Yes.
What cereal does she tend to crunch and munch on?
It's called Alpha Bite.
Oh, okay. So you can learn.
I've seen those.
So you can play like countdown as you eat. What's what one do you think that Chelsea? Because I think we need to be specific. If you think it's a cereal, what cereal do you think Chelsea is cracker snacking on?
Would it be Cheerios?
Cheerios.
I was talking about those in the office the other day.
You've talked about all the food in the world in the office. It doesn't narrow it down. Lily, there's only one lady who knows, Chelsea herself. Chelsea.
Lily, I love Cheerios, but it's incorrect!
Oh, no! Lily, it's another rollover week.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Can I just put it out there now? I want to be the first to say this. I think no one else has said this yet, but reality TV shows, when they're booking the next big person on a reality TV show, whether they're going on an island, into a house, going into a jungle web, will be Kirstie Patterson, an actress. Kirstie Patterson. You might not recognise... Sorry, Kirstie Patterson. Let me get that right. Kirstie Patterson. And you might not recognise her name, but you might recognise her face if you've been on the socials. She is the depressed Oompa Loompa. She's the actress who played the depressed Oompa Loompa at this Willy Wonka experience up in Glasgow, which I'm sure you've seen the pictures of. She was giving out jelly beans. She was her job in
jelly
this
beans?
In this factory that had been made to look like, not really, the chocolate factory from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. She was doing jelly beans. She said they were a little bit sceptical to take the job on the first place, and they had to ration the jelly beans, and that she was only able to give 3 jelly beans per child as they came past her bit of the Willy Wonka experience up in Glasgow.
3 jelly beans.
But her disappointed looking face behind her little desk is everywhere.
Ever.
So I'm saying Kirstie Patterson, she's going to be popping up in loads of reality telly stuff now.
Oh,
she'll be on the This
viral.
Morning couch, I imagine, tomorrow. But yeah, well. Watch out for the depressed Oompa Loompa.
I wonder if she's sad because she didn't get any jelly beans.
Oh,
she had
maybe.
To ration them out.
That's
for everyone else.
That's what she was
else.
Depressed about.
And there was none left for her, bless her.
Anyway, good luck to all the mums and dads trying to get their money back for what was a disappointing experience, apparently. Oompa Loompa, doobity-doo, have we got a refund for you?
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
And I accidentally stumbled on a great hack for if you're on a diet.
This is excellent.
I was in the queue for chips on the weekend.
The way every good diet story starts. Bravo.
The best bit
Come
is...
Here. I'm high-fiving you.
Oh, good contact. The best bit is... Look, I want to help people.
Yeah, you're off to a strong start.
Well, it gets better because my breakfast is chocolate truffles and a waffle.
Hang on. Can I have to come around there again and high five you?
Do the other hand, Oh, that's a good one.
That was a good one.
That was good. So, yeah, brekkie was chocolate
right,
and
okay,
waffle.
Yeah.
And then I was in the queue for chips. And the queue was long.
Yeah.
And I'm not particularly patient when it comes to waiting for food.
Right.
But, you know, there was a lot of dips to choose from for the chips, so it was fine. I could occupy myself.
Yeah.
And just as I got to the front of the queue, because it was only a little shop, so you kind of had to wait outside and you only went in when you were going to order.
Right, okay.
A pigeon pooped on me. Directly on my chip-eating arm. Not the other arm. It was the arm I would use to eat my chips. And it took me so long to compose myself and get rid of said poop that the chips were cold and the dip had separated itself, so I wasn't even interested.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
People doing all kinds of things to get themselves in the papers. A lady called Jen has managed to do it by taking a bin bag with her. Wherever she goes, she says, I never leave the house without an empty bin bag. But to be fair to her, it's because she goes out and if she sees any rubbish, she picks it up and puts it in the bin bag.
Aww.
In her own time, she just sees, like, I'll pick that up. She doesn't like the wildlife getting all the stuff. Quite right as well. Well done, Jen.
Aww, but it's quite not all heroes wear capes.
No,
some take bin bags with
some
them.
Some take bin bags, which also blow in the wind beautifully like a cape does. Yeah, that's a weird thing to... I haven't got anything weird like that. I just... My keys and my phone, and that's it. I'm out the door.
And mine is quite specific, the thing I don't leave the house without.
You've got something, have
I've
you?
Got something.
Oh. Hang on, let me just... What? What a surprise! I mean, odd.
Mine is chocolate eclair sweets, but specifically the Werther's original version. Because sometimes
they're not
going
to send you free stuff. You know, every day you try and mention sweets and snacks, you never get anything free. Now stop it.
But sometimes you just need a little something because you don't know how long. My biggest fear is not knowing how long it's going to be until you next eat.
That is a big fear.
So if you have a little chocolate eclair in your bag, it tides you over, see.
Right. Werther's only.
Werther's only. They've got their extra chewy.
Werther's.
Don't break your teeth as much.
Granddad loves them. So does Chelsea. Werther's. The taste of chocolate and what are they made of? Toffee, caramel.
Toffee. It just makes sense.
Anyone else got something they have to take with them when they leave the house? I don't mean purse, wallet, key.
None of the basic, just, boring nonsense.
You know, surprising stuff, unusual stuff.
Howard in Folkestone, I think, is going to create a whole rally of people behind him because he said it's 2 doggy poo bags. Even if I don't have a dog with me, always poo bags, 1 in each pocket. And Jeanette also messaged in about the poop bags and she said every pocket she has one in.
It's like no a magic trick. Ta-da! Look, I take the poo bag and put it into my right pocket. Now watch. Nothing up my sleeves. And there's one out of my left pocket. Ta-da! What a show.
Imagine if Jeanette had combats in. Combats have so many pockets.
Yeah, now it's coming out of my knee pocket. Yay! My ankle pocket? You betcha. Lovely.
Morning to Vanessa in Minster, who never leaves the house without sunbed cream.
Sunbed cream?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe that's cream.
Just taking care of her skin, making sure she's extra bronzed and glossy.
Yeah.
They normally smell really nice as well. People do look glossy, don't they, when they've got a tan?
If you say so.
And shout out to Jane in Sittingbourne, who never leaves the house without lip balm, hand cream, and a hairband. Oh. Well, she's moisturised and her hair is away.
She is so moist, that woman. You can't hug her. She'll slip out of your hands like a bar of soap.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
During Say It This Morning, I had to describe jelly.
Yeah.
Which I thought I did very well. And then afterwards, as you were tallying up the scores, you sang a little jelly song. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is a song you may know from your childhoods, from your kids' childhoods. But it goes thus.
Jelly on a plate. Jelly on a plate. Wibble wobble, wibble wobble, jelly on a plate.
But, ladies and gentlemen, in an incredible turn, previously unknown to me, and it would seem at least Lucy Hickmott too, and I'm suggesting many others, you suggested there's a second verse.
Oh, yeah.
To the Jelly on a Plate song.
Oh, the fun just keeps on coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the very first time performed live on radio, it's the full 12-inch version. The dance remix of Jelly on a Plate with all its verses. Ladies and gentlemen, Chelsea Little.
Jelly on a plate, jelly on a plate. Wibble wobble, wibble wobble, jelly on a plate. Porridge in a pot, porridge in a pot. Piping hot, porridge in a pot.
Ladies and gentlemen, the forgotten porridge verse. Now, hold on to your hats and jelly and porridge. Claire in Dover has been in touch. There's another verse.
Sausage in a pan, sausage in a pan. Sizzle, sozzle, sizzle, sozzle, sausage in a pan.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a sausage verse.
There was a secret sausage verse all this time. My life has been a lie.
Who's that?
Teresa.
What's your food-related kids song?
Gypsy tart makes you fart. Custard powder makes it louder and wobbly jelly makes it smelly.
This is brilliant.
Is there any scientific fact to back this up, Teresa?
Not that I'm aware of.
No.
Gary and Chelsea, KM, FM, Breakfast Buffet.
Big shout out to Maria. Maria Brañas Morera. She lives in Catalonia in Spain. And as of yesterday, she is the world's oldest living person. She celebrated her 117th birthday yesterday.
117?
Yeah, but she's got great genetics and good luck, she puts it down to. But also, see what you can tick off of these. Okay. This is what she's put it down to. Order. Tranquility. Emotional stability. I'll stop now, it's too funny. Good night, chance.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Thanks for listening to the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
See more on Insta, Facebook, Twitter and TikTok at KMFM Official.
Listen weekdays 6 till 10 on the radio, app and smart speaker. Say, play KMFM.
Hit the follow button to get the latest episodes when they drop.
And find more podcasts at im-listening.co.uk.